Well, welcome back. And with us in the studio is the final candidate for Director of Representation, Tamara. Welcome to Star. And just a reminder to all the lovely people, we seem to have a lot of activity on the buzz box, which is fantastic. So if you have any more questions, feel free to buzz in and we will ask them to her. To start off, we'd just like you to introduce yourself and tell us why you're running for this position.
Awesome. Hey, my name is Tamara Stupalova. I'm running to be your director of representation. Very excited. It's all kicking off, so it's a really exciting time.
Fantastic.
Ask me questions. Go.
Toying around with the camera.
Well, first of all, we were talking about with the other candidates about why, obviously, direct representation is sort of the face of St. Andrews. So why do you think you're the best person to be the face of the university?
I think I would be a suitable person to do that just because I've been so closely connected to everything happening in the union over the past 2 years, pretty much. I've worked with the sounds quite a lot of things, so I've participated in quite a lot of national campaigns and in quite a few conferences and met with students and representatives, you know, from other universities and other unions as well. So I feel I've grown to that role quite a lot. I feel I've done a part of the job already, and I'm really excited to be able to do more in that role. I mean,
fantastic.
So, as you might be aware by now, there's been a massive change in voting procedures this year. Paper ballots are out, online voting is in. Do you think this will impact the number of people voting? And if so, have you tailored your campaign appropriately?
Sure, I think it's going to have a very positive impact that we'll get a lot more people voting, as it happened with the rectorial elections. And in terms of my campaign, I guess we have to focus a lot more activity online and just try speak to a lot of people, as many people as possible, and reach as many people as possible, because more people are going to be voting. So.
This year we've had an all-male SAB team. For next year, we know for a fact that at least one of the SABs will be female. How do you think a mixed team will cope with things?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm surprised that that's something you'd question. I mean, how would a mixed team work out? I think it's definitely good to have a balance of genders. As we all know, women are a lot less represented in kind of representative positions, higher positions. So I think it's definitely a positive step. And I have very strong feminist feelings myself. So I definitely fight for the inclusion of women, a greater inclusion of women in the society. I think and I think it would work just fine being a balanced team. And I don't think there's anything to question there, really.
And across the student body as a whole, what do you feel is perhaps the one biggest issue that is affecting students in terms of representation?
Students in St. Andrews, I mean.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot about the connection between the senior management, the principal's team, and other parts of the senior management and students. I feel a lot of issues. We're not consulted. Students are not consulted about a lot of issues that are going on, and that results in a lot of frustration on the part of representative and part of students. So I think it's about bridging the gap between the executive level and students, and making sure students have a voice on, have a say in issues that are affecting them.
Okay, so Alison via the buzz box has been asking this question to all of the candidates. What do you think is the lesson to be learned from the recent Sam Fowles controversy?
With regards to the Kate Kennedy?
Well, yes.
All right. Again, for me, the Kate Kennedy and Sam Fowles and Kate Kennedy issue is kind of a thing of the past. But what we're going to learn from it is definitely being very transparent about the ways, meetings are called and decisions are made. I mean, there's been some controversy over him, whether he was personally invested in that. But I think there was quite a lot of, this issue got quite inflated for me. So I believe that representatives should be as transparent in their positions and in their where they stand as possible. But then at the same time, I think sorry, I lost my track of thought. But on some files, I think that it's impossible that to be completely disengaged with your personal, I mean, personal stance. That is the case for any politician, any public figure. So.
And another question from the Buzzbox, from Minge Pie again. And they wanted to know is, what do you think is the most important issue University Court is currently considering?
I think it will very likely be the issues about ethical investment. I've been quite invested in the ethical investment campaign, and I know that's something that has been a thing that the court was eventually going to vote on. So I think that might be one thing. Second thing, accommodation. I think that's a big issue. We've seen it very recently. I believe that's something that the court will be addressing. Possibly the development of more accommodation in St. Andrews as well. That would be the two. Obviously, I have very little insight. I mean, the court is a very, even the student representatives, I mean, even the subs often don't know what's going to happen in the court. So it's hard to guess, but.
So. Okay, so we've discussed the issues of University Court, but what do you think are the most pressing issues with regard to St. Andrews representation?
I think we covered that question already.
Okay, well, fair enough. So what makes you think you're different from all of the other candidates, and what makes you stand out?
I think I've been quite invested in a lot of aspects of the union, a lot of aspects of student life and working on student welfare or working on student representation more than any of the other candidates. I feel I have a lot more connections nationally to students and unions across the country, and I'd be keen to work on campaigns, national campaigns. That's my strength. I've also been quite vocal on student issues. So in that respect, I think I'm a lot more transparent candidate than you have already seen. I've campaigned on so many things, and I've strived to strive to have a greater debate on issues that are affecting us. So in that sense, I think that voters can be sure that that's something I'll be doing in the future.
Now, I think one of the most important attributes to a good DOREP is to be approachable and for students to sort of know who you are. So what are the practical ways that you would get yourself out into the student body?
I definitely strive to stay closely connected to the student body. I think, for example, the current SABs have done a very good job in that. So a big part of it is really being out there, being visible, engaging with as many students as possible informally. I know the current SABs spend a lot of time just going to events, going to the union bar and talking to students and trying to meet as many societies, people from as many different societies and as many different student groups as possible. And going to their events, participating as much as possible. Also, holding office hours, I think, is very important, at least 1 or 2 hours a week. If you can, if your schedule manages that, then that is very important as well.
Okay, we've had another question via the buzz box from uni. As director of representation, how would you represent students who are involved in the anti-cuts campaign?
As the director of representation, I would strive to represent all students of the university, so that's not only of the students of the anti-cuts campaign. I think for me, as the director of representation, would be more appropriate to represent really what students feel. So I don't think it's my role to represent just the students of the anti-cuts campaign, but I think the cuts to higher education is, for example, something that affects students very much. So And I think there's a lot of students who are opposed to that, the changes we've seen recently to higher education. So I would definitely network with people nationally and participate in national campaigns, as well as try run campaigns on any current issues that we'd be with regards to cuts that we'd be facing in St. Andrews. I mean, we never know what might happen, whether there's going to be courses cut or staff salaries going to be cut. So I would definitely be keen to be engaged with that.
Okay, we have another question via the buzz box from Technical Difficulties, saying that the union is substandard, and what do you propose to do about it?
I think the question is, what do you mean by substandard? I suppose maybe the person was referring to the facilities, this kind of physical.
Well, let's just say I used a nice word for what the person in the buzz box was saying.
All right. Again, depends what you're referring to. If you're referring to the facilities, then there are redevelopment plans already. That the current SABs and the SABs before have already worked on quite a lot. So, and then redevelopments are scheduled to start in 2013. So definitely finance for that is hopefully going to be secured. So that should not be an issue, really. That's already things we are working on. If you're referring to questions of student activities, student welfare, then you need to be more specific. But I'd be keen to have your comments on that.
Okay, well, Technical Difficulties hasn't buzzed in to elaborate on what he meant by substandard, but
I guess you'll have an opportunity to talk to Tamara again, because obviously she'll be all the hecklings and debates that are going on throughout the week, so Technical Difficulties, you will have your chance.
Exactly.
At that point. But I think we're going to bring the interview to a close now, and as we've done with all the other candidates, we've asked you to bring along your own song to play us out with. So if you'd like to introduce the song and also tell us why you've decided to choose this.
Okay, so my song is from Caravan Palace, called Jolie Coquine. It's a French electro swing band, and it's such a positive tune. So I hope you enjoy.